Did you know food insecurity is one of the biggest non-academic barriers for Connecticut college student success? According to 2023 data, 52% of CSCU students could not afford to eat balanced meals, and 39% had to reduce the size of their meals because they didn't have enough money to purchase more food. Joining us now is CSCU Chancellor Terrence Chang back on the show to talk about this opportunity to provide more affordable food options on the 17 campuses under the CSCU umbrella. And Chancellor Chang, we always appreciate having you on a monthly basis. Thanks for coming back on. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me back on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I mean, there was a big announcement actually just weeks ago, a major grocery store chain continuing to dedicate its time and resources into this major problem. First of all, let's talk about there are 17 campuses under the CSCU umbrella. And are there food pantries or affordable food options on all of those campuses for students?
There are indeed food pantries on every single one of our campuses, and we do everything we can to provide affordable food options at our campuses. The food pantries are instrumental. Imagine being a student that is already trying to make rent or help out the family and, you know, make ends meet. And you have to make a decision sometimes between, you know, what you're going to eat and whether you're going to put gas in the car. And so our ability to provide a food pantry on every campus alleviates some of that pressure. And we do everything we can to make sure that there are affordable, decent meals on our campuses. But given some of our budgetary pressures and constraints, you know, we've had some challenges in that area. So we know it's a problem. We know it's a concern. It's something we want to do for all of our students all the time. And we do everything within our means.
So talk about the relationship between CSCU and Stop and Shop. And apparently this most recent donation, it's not the first time Stop and Shop has stepped in to help.
That's correct. And we cannot be more grateful to an organization like Stop and Shop that has such an incredibly philanthropic connection to its communities. We have campuses across the entire state. And so these donations that we have received from Stop and Shop for 3 years in a row now, each one that has increased, I think we went from $100,000 donation to $133,000, now to $159,000. That's a lot of money. And that money goes to a distribution that hits every single one of our campuses. They're just so generous. They understand the problem, and they understand that when you help the students that come from every single corner of our community, you're helping the entire state to become stronger.
So this most recent donation, how much money did Stop and Shop give to be able to help out students who are considered food insecure?
Yeah, $159,000, $159,000. And that ends up being distributed across every single campus. And I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of resources. It's a lot of money. But, you know, I'll tell you, we use every nickel. We use every dime. It gets distributed and it goes directly to students. There's no overhead. You know, there's nothing that doesn't go to students. And so it's a huge, huge deal for us.
And I will say, because I, of course, when I was teasing this story to our listeners or promoting it, there was the recent news about Stop and Shop having underperforming stores and, you know, closing five of them here in Connecticut. But we still have 81 operating locations across our state. You know, CSCU is part of the Stop and Shop's School Food Pantry program. So that is a larger initiative supporting more than 230 schools across the Northeast. So they are able to get you that money. That money is secure and for sure going to CSCU regardless of the stores that are shutting down, correct?
That's our understanding, absolutely. You know, there is a, you know, this partnership that we have seems to be independent of a separate business, you know, operation. So, you know, everything that we have done with Stop and Shop so far has been nothing but aces for us. And we just couldn't be more thrilled and really grateful for that support.
And what's amazing, again, we have the chancellor for CSCU here, Terrence Chang, who comes on once a month to give us the very latest on what's happening with the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities, and certainly the many, many students that are part of their family, their umbrella of 17 campuses in our state. This is a $26,000 increase over last year's contribution from Stop and Shop. So it's pretty significant. Obviously, you know, you have to be in a good financial place to offer more money, but would you say, Terrence, that there's also a greater need? We're seeing that more, we're identifying that more and more students are food insecure.
Absolutely. There's, you know, we've had this discussion with Stop and Shop, and I mean, just like any philanthropic partner, they want to contribute to an area of need, right? We're problem solvers. We're trying to create solutions. We're trying to make things better. Stop and Shop is no different in that way. And so we have demonstrated to them that, again, literally every single nickel, every single dime is going to students. It's going to help people become better students and better, you know, citizens and folks who live in Connecticut who are doing their education and their work in Connecticut. So we've proven to them that the need is there. It is increasing. And I'll tell you, you see the numbers increasing because, unfortunately, in the past, I think there was a stigma, right? People would say, like, I don't want to talk about the fact that, you know, I have to make these decisions, or I don't have enough money for food, or, you know, this, it's embarrassing, right? Because people feel bad. We make them feel bad in society. But now I think the need is too prevalent, number one. And number two, things have changed where we go out of our way in our pantries to provide a level of dignity. When you come into a pantry, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Just because you weren't born in one of the power zip codes of the state or the country where you're born with means and you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, that's not your fault. So come in, come into the pantry, get some, you know, decent meals ready for you, and just be a stronger, better person. You're going to perform at a high level because it's not about the talent or the ability. It's about the resources, and that's what we want to try to provide.
We are doing our monthly check-in with CSCU Chancellor Terrence Chang. And some other big news this month for CSCU, the recently approved new transfer credit alignment policy. And apparently this new policy will eliminate barriers of transferring general education credits between the 2 and 4 year CSCU institutions. I would love to talk about why this policy wasn't in place before, Terrence. I'd imagine this has been a real challenge for a lot of students if they want to transfer credits.
Yeah, it's been a huge problem across the country, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a huge problem for a long, long time. And I'm so proud of our faculty and staff across the entire system who came together and worked on this collectively because they understood that at the end of the day, this was hurting students, right? Students would take calculus or they would take bio at a community college, but then it would try to transfer over to one of our own CSUs. And for whatever reason, it would get blocked. And so you would end up getting an elective credit, but then you have to retake bio or you have to retake calculus. That's just not fair, right? It's a waste of money, number one. Number two, it sends the signal that the credits you earn at a community college are not as good as another institution, which is just, you know, not true. And so what we're doing is basically freeing up the pathways for our students to seamlessly transfer their credits, make sure that they are not wasting any money. This is going to help our retention. It's going to help our enrollment. And at the end of the day, it's going to help students complete their degrees and get great jobs here in Connecticut.
I mean, I agree with you. First of all, I didn't realize that it, you know, obviously I knew across the country this was a huge issue. It's been that way since, you know, since I was in college a zillion years ago. But to even transfer to another CSCU, you know, college in the network, that to me is right. Really shocking. So certainly, like you said, I'm glad that this is in place now. Obviously, you know, I would think the goal is to also retain more transfer students. I mean, has that been an issue, yes, kind of retaining the students? Because if they can't even transfer credits, not only I would think is it hard with transfer students, but I'd imagine it's also just hard to even attract students because a lot of times students will enter the CSCU system knowing that they need to do a semester or a full year, for example, going to a certain college so that they can go elsewhere. Right. I would imagine that even just attracting students, this is going to be a big deal, let alone retaining them.
Absolutely. I think the easier we make it clear to students that, you know, come here and we're going to clear this path for you, right? And it should be as easy as connecting the dots. That's what we're doing now. And I think in the past, listen, the CSCU system is not that old, right? It was created under then Governor Malloy back in 2010, 2011. Mm-hmm. It's been a cultural shift and change. These are independent institutions that have been coming together as a system for a long time. So, you know, under my administration the past 3 years, we've been doing everything we can to connect those dots and create calibration. But, you know, it's not easy, right? And we've gone through a lot of stuff. But this is a huge, huge hurdle. And I think, again, our faculty and staff deserve all the credit because they're the ones that came together to recognize the problem and to try to create solutions that are going to benefit students because it's common sense. Like you just said, if students are saying, wait a minute, I'm going to go to the community college within the system, but then if I want to transfer to one of the universities, maybe the credit transfers, that just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, students are smart, and they're going to look for the most logical and well-tread path that they can move through quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm also curious, obviously, having the transfer credit alignment policy is going to be, you know, really helpful if you're going to CSCU institutions. Is that mm-hmm. still going to be easier, though? For example, there are some students, I just know off the top of my head, there are some students who want to go to, let's say, a major university. I'm going to throw an example mm-hmm. out there that I heard just last year. I had an intern mm-hmm. who wanted to go to UConn, was waitlisted, mm-hmm. decided to do a semester at a CSCU institution. Would those credits now transfer to UConn?
So here's the irony of all this, right? We have actually right now a lot of students that are picking to go to UConn or even a private institution because it hasn't been simple for them to transfer some of their credits, right?
Interesting. Look, yeah.
If somebody wants to go to a community college and then use that as a launching pad to another institution, all we want is student success. That's the truth, right? We want to see our students become successful. And a lot of times that's going to mean they're going to go to a different institution outside of our system. Mm-hmm. But a lot of students want to stay, and we got to make it easy for them. So these credits are going to transfer. When you take bio or chem or calculus here at a community college in Connecticut, those credits are going to transfer within the state and, frankly, anywhere around the country because those classes are just as good as anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And, of course, if people want to learn more information about this or anything having to do with CSCU, Terrence, where would you suggest they go?
They should just go to our website, which is ct.edu, or you just Google CSCU. It's going to pop up, and we have all the information and all the most recent news there.
That's excellent. And again, I want to thank you, Terrence, for always making the time to do these monthly check-ins. I think education is such an important subject matter, and we've made it a point here on WICC to talk about it often. And so I appreciate your dedication to being on the show on a monthly basis. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. And anytime you want me here, I'll be here. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Terrence Chang, again, who is the chancellor for CSCU right here on WICC.